A very good evening, Zimbabwe, and you are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January the 5th, 2022. This is Live Talk Diaspora Forum, and I am Jonga Kandemiri, wishing you a happy new year.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
Tonight, we are going to look at the COVID-19 pandemic and the Omicron variant, and also reports that another variant has been detected in Italy. And for yesterday, the Minister of Health gave us an update. It says that as at January 4, 2022, Zimbabwe had 217,678 confirmed cases, including 187,908 recoveries and 5,078 deaths. These deaths, they came from cumulative figures, and as of yesterday, 31 deaths were reported, and 1,591 new cases also recorded. That is as of yesterday, and to date, a total of 4,141,158 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19. Gibbs.
And this means that out of 217,000 Zimbabweans who actually contracted COVID-19, Chonga, roughly about 187,000 have actually recovered from the disease. And some of those people that have been vaccinated for the first second time, they add up to about 3.2 million. So let's remember that figure as well. We're also going to discuss the issue of the late Ndumiso Kumete, who was the Highlanders president, and is one of the people who was once in Zifa. He was the vice president of Zifa. He was actually laid to rest yesterday in Inyati communal lands. So as a chief responder, I've got some videos that we are going to be using before we venture into the business of the day, which is the Diaspora Forum.
We are also going to look at thousands of Zimbabweans who are stuck in Beitbridge following their forced removal from South Africa while they were trying to return to that country after the Christmas holidays. And some Zimbabweans living in South Africa say the best way forward is to fix the harsh social, economic and political situation back home instead of going to South Africa to look for jobs.
Certainly, and we know that there are thousands of people that are actually detained on the Zimbabwean side of the border. And the South African government has got this crackdown. You know, they're actually having at least three roadblocks, you know, along the Beitbridge Johannesburg Road. So out of these roadblocks, according to the Minister of Home Affairs, they're designed to have some kind of firewall. If they miss you in the first one, they'll catch you in the second. If you try to skip the second, they will definitely net you in the third roadblock. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the biggest crackdowns, you know, that they've actually conducted over the years. We know that Chonga, some Zimbabweans have always been given a torrid time whenever they try to go to South Africa. We know that they are leaving their country because of certain issues, and we are going to describe some of these issues as we go in this program. So kunjalo ke sulukandaba namhlanje sikhangela okuchiyeneyo. Wokuqala sikhangele ukuthi COVID-19 kume njani. Siyabona ukuthi-ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abayi-31 ababulewe i-COVID-19, kwathi-ke abayi-1,591 bahlolwe batholakala belo mkhuhlane lo. Kuze kusithi nxa sikukhangelwa khona manje kusukela ngombimbitho nyakenye, uhlangothi lolu luthi kulabantu 5,078 asebehlolwe batholakala asebebulewe i-COVID-19. So ke kuze kusithi-ke abantu sebabanjwa i-COVID-19 by 217,678, abaphepha kumkhuhlane lo 187,980, asebajova ijekiseni yokuqala bayi 4.2 million, asebajova esibili yi 3.2 million. So khanya kuyajova sibili khonoku abazama ukukwenza. Xa sikhangela okunye njalo kwenzakale eZimbabwe, izolo bekungcwatshwa uNdumiso Gumede, obe ngumongameli webantu weqembu leHighlanders Football Club. Njalo wayekuzifa iZimbabwe Football Association. Nguye wathenga ama-properties amaningi awayelayiHighlanders Football Club. Njalo ngesikhathi sakhe iHighlander yayitshaya okunye okumangalisayo inqoba amaqembu atshiyeneyo. Siyakwazi njalo ukuthi kulabantu abaningi okunye okumangalisayo abasemngceleni khonangale eBeitbridge kade bezama ukuya kwele South Africa kodwa bavinjwa nguhulumente wakwele South Africa. So ke saxoxa ngakho khonokho sizwa ukuthi abantu bathini ngakho khonokho lokunye. kuchalogechonga.
Uongo wadi wa watereri, nyayati kukurukura, ndiwe nyayati kutawurwa, ni mungu wangu, Gibbs Dube, ya Tsenge Tshibata, pano pachirongwa, ya ningati inyaya, zinokwana kuita natu, yekutanga ili nyaya, yedendare COVID-19, nezuro, takanzu kwa kuti wanu, wanokwana kuita makumi matatu, wakashaya, ne COVID-19, kozoita wamwe, wanokwana kuita churu, ne maza na mafumbamwe, ne makumi akati kuti vakawanikwa vaine COVID-19 ndo tambudziko ratina ro muZimbabwe. Pamusoro pezvo kuri kunzi kwakawanikwa imwe variant kana kuti imwe mhando yeutachiwana weCOVID-19 vanonzi yakawanikwa kuItaly, ndo imwe zviri kutatira kukurukura nezvazvo. Tichatarisa nyaya yekuradzikwa kwevaiwe mutungamiri wechikwata cheIslanders vakambopindawo zvakare mukutungamira nhabvu kubudikidza neZifa Vandumiso Gumede vakaradzikwa nezuro kumusha kwavo. Kwoitawo nyaya imwe yatanga tichikurukura, iyi nyaya yezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri pamuganhu weZimbabwe neSouth Africa. Tiri kuona kuti munyika yeSouth Africa yatora matanho akaomarara ekuona kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kubva muZimbabwe vachidzokera kuSouth Africa munguva ino yekupera kwezero reKrisimusi havange vachibudirira kupinda munyika imomo. Tinoona kuti South Africa iri kuti yaisa maroadblock anokwana kuita matatu yekuti anga achimisa kupinda kwevana veZimbabwe. Ndo nyaya yatiri kukurukura, Gibbs.
Yes, let's start with the Gumede burial. We've got his young brother, Ntando Gumede, who speaks about who Gumede was and how he became Highlanders Football Club chairperson. So let's listen to this interview that was done by Ezra Chisasmanda.
Okay, mina nguNtando Gumede, uNdumiso Gumede ube umfowethu lo sishileyo, and as a family silahlekelwe kakhulu ngoba ube nguye osesele omdala, nguye okade sesele esi-advisor ngezinto zonke zangekhaya, whether it's a death in the family kumbe kuya kule mchato kumbe kulani, nguye umuntu okade esesele engumuntu omdala esitshela ukuthi senze njani, senze kuphi, senze kuphi.
Yena-ke njengobona abantu abaningi bezele abekhuluma kuhle ngaye, vele benjani ngkhaya?
Hayi, umuntu wenkosi. It's unbelievable lokuthi utshona ukhuluma ukuthi uzama ukumdescribe ukuthi ubenjani. Ngumuntu lwana ongelalaka, ongelani, ubengabhelivi ku-confrontation. Yena okwakhe konke kwakuyikukhuluma, ngingakhuluma ngikhulume elizwanayo. Although abanye abantu babengakuthatha ukuthi i-sign of weakness ukuthi wayengafuni i-confrontation, but ngakukhangela really it was kube yi-advantage kuye, because yonke yakhe into yayisenziwa ngoku-cooperate, ngoku-cooperate, ngoku-cooperate.
Gumede wenzela iqembu leyalenza zinto eziningi, lina njengefamily lalingabona ukuthi hayi konke phela amandla akhe wonke kokuphelela kwiqembu leyalenza, lalisithini?
No. You know, let me tell you one thing. I've not told this to anybody. I actually asked him, ukuthi katona mdala, kathi usenza konke lokhu into lezi Highlanders lezi, ama-ofisi, ama-ground, yini, club, i-hotel California, and what have you. We have acquired all these things for the island. You know what he said? He said, look, I did not do that as an individual. But ngangilabantu ababe ngisurroundile, abantu labo babezwisisa, and babe sithi bengabuya lama-ideas, sasihlala phansi sikhulume, ngangaxotshi ama-ideas abo. So some of these things elikubonayo lokhu, ama-trips to Germany and what have you, ngabantu ababe around me, yibo ababengazisa ukuthi look, kule nto enjenje, can we do it? Then we sit down, singabona ku-physical, then they do it.
Abantu abaningibathi ibhora leZimbabwe kungasela Gumede kakhulu i-Highlanders vele besilisehla engasasebenzi kakhulu kuwoZifa, khathesi-ke besaukuthi la Highlanders lapha kungasona kusonakala, kambe bazaqina yini bathathe imisizi yakhe leyo ikhona bayiqhubekise phambili?
Hayi, lokhuyana bazaqina, obviously bazaqina. Kuthiwa ukufa kwenye kuvuka kwenye, literally. So somebody will come up ozayiphakamisa futhi iye phezulu. I-Highlanders is an institution, it's a way of life, it is not an ordinary club. No, it is not. Like I was saying laphana towards the end, ukuthi ama-Facebook lokhuzeni lawana, they are being actually watched throughout the whole world. Because abantu bakade bebuza ama address angkhona njani njani throughout the whole world. So, you know, it's more of an institution rather than a mere club.
Uzamkhumbula ngani umfowethu Ntahala?
Ukuhleka kwakhe, he was never serious about anything. Lokujayiva. Ukujayiva uphela so hayi. Sonke isikhathi wayefuna ujayiva uhlale thabile. You know, he was a very good man.
He was a very good man. Mr. Ntando Kumete, the brother of the late Mr. Kumete. So he says, you know, he was told that when he was working at Islanders as chairman, when he was leading the club, so he purchased all those properties, not because of the fact that he was doing it alone, no. He says he used to engage a lot of people when he was telling his young brother. He said, I used to entertain all the ideas around me and then make sure that I would synthesize them and then come out with a decision at the end of the day, because he was the person who was supposed to make some decision. So then he says he played a very key role in terms of all those things, but with the help of other people. And at the same time, he says he'll remember his brother for one, smiling, and secondly,
Dancing,
you know, yeah. So we know he was a great dancer, you know.
Yes,
Choga.
Ongo adiwa watere na watariri manzwa kubaku mningina we mushakabu vandu viso gumede, watando gumede. Vanga waistana ngura pamsoro pe upenyu wakarara miwane mkoma wawo. Waistana urewe kuta aywa vanu wanuti wa gumede ndo wakadai mkumbu wakaitu kwa chukwata cha Islanders. Vanga wasinga shande wega waishanda newamwe wana wanutigira chukwata cha Islanders. Kubudirira kwechikwata munguva yavagumede vanoti havana kuti chikudirire nevari vega vaishanda nevamwe. Vabvunzwawo kuti munoti zvamunorangarira nazvo mukoma wenyu anzi aiwa munhu aigara achinyemwerera, munhu aida zvakare nyaya dzekutamba yake, munhu anga akasununguka tose tinoziva vagumede. Ndofunga pane mamwe mavhidhiyo atiri kuona vachitandadza vanhu pane mumwe mamwe mabiko eHighlanders vachinyumba, handikati kunyumba, ndikati kusekesa vanhu vachitaura nekukundikana kuri kuitwa nevakarwa hondo yerusununguko kugadzirisa zvinhu. Ndiwo maziviro avaitwa vagumede. Munhu aida hake zvekuramba achiseka nevanhu kana kuita je patikati pachivanhu je. Ndizvozvo Gibbs.
And as a chinos friend, I also spoke with Matinda Ndlovu. Here is the interview.
Lumatinda osebenzela khona ngaphansi kubaba vagumede. Matinda, kune masitela khona vagumede.
Ugumede, he was a true hero, a living testimony of leadership. Tina Singena, why Islanders? Son of a fellow man, said to go to make his own team. Usamu Yere was a father, the son of the SDR. He recognized the city, Nanti Slategelo. I think I was one of the very few guys in the interview. Labo Namashambira, Labo Martinez Longwe. If you are missing just a few, one girl of Paris can stop me.
Amaka Bosa Kumila, we never found
out. Won't come up.
We are all little one.
Wawala Sabu, Rothman's, or Independence, Rosipapu, or Caspi Kapu, she was the Bubu Trophy, and so forth and so on. In turn, I will now pay a manga. The championship being I win now.
What was the time?
Imagine I retire. Imagine we are saying goals and go
coaching. So, Napa when I'm not kind, so when I'm is college from committed, it was very rich in the city.
I'm going to see the eyes, the challenge, and cool. ngoba ikhalipa ekandlumisa amboni sizisalayo kathesi ngokathesi sizame ukuthi sidinge sibone khona ubani sibili ongasikhokhela ethathe isikhumba.
Wena-ke yini linikwa-ke isicoco sobalekelela athenge ilogumede elenza ukuthi ugumede athenge i-clubhouse i-ofisi yalokhana kwakusenzakala njani konke lokhu?
I think it's part of Kakumede. It's a very good. So I think it's professionalism. I need to go to Islanders. Yes, it's a concept thing.
I'm going to go to Islanders. Kuyini ongathi ilizwe kwabantu?
Asithembeleni enkosini, siloko sikhangela enqwesi zamtholo omuntu ozathatha indawo kaGumede.
So that is Matinda Juluka Khathazile Ndlovu. Remember this guy, Jonga? He used to torment a certain gentleman by the name Oliver Kateya of Dynamos. They are great guys, I'm telling you. So he says, you know, Kumeto was a very, very good guy. Like, he was born a leader. And he joined, Matinda joined the Islanders when he was very young. I mean, the senior team. So he went straight from the junior side
to the first senior team.
Yes. Without going through the other kind of ranks. So he says they won all the cups with the Ndumiso Kumete, except maybe the championship. So he says they did all what they did. And now it's a big challenge for them to get another president of the club who is of his caliber. So he says the country has lost a good guy, you know.
Ndizvozvo tanzwa kubva kune mumwe vatambi venhabvu munguva yava Kumede kuHighlanders Matinda Ndlovu, mutambi anozivikanwa zvikuru munyika nepasi rose, munhu akatambira Highlanders nechikwata cheZimbabwe, anga achitaura kuti aiwa varasikirwa, nyika yarasikirwa zvikuru, zvikuru mutambo wenhabvu warasikirwa zvikuru nekushaya kwava Kumede. Achitaurawo nemapindura akaita muchikwata kuti aiwa semunhu aizivikanwa kuti aitamba nhabvu yake, akangobva kune vechidiki ve Highlanders achibva angoenda kunotambira chikwata first team, haana kutambira maB taizivachinzi maB kana mareserve side, haana kumbotambiramo. Iye nevamwe vatambi vaataura vana Namoshambira ndo vamwe vanhu vakatambira chikwata cheHighlanders nguva yava Ndumiso Kumede. Ari kutaura kuti zvichanetsa kuti nyika inge ichiwana munhu anenge achitungamira nhabvu anenge aine ruzivo serwanga ruina vaNdumiso Kumede Gibbs.
And lastly, we've got the current chairperson of Highlanders Football Club. And that is John Fatsbanda.
Yeah, now I'm going to tell you about the Highlanders. Mr. John Fatsbanda. This was the Highlanders.
I was going to tell you about the Highlanders. Nokuthi nxa uyileader you work with people and abantu osebenza labo abakunika i-direction. I think ukwezwa lapha nalezikhulumi bekhona ukuthi wabiza abangani bakwathi asifake nina lapha sisebenze. I think Highlanders we must know ukuthi ngiyabantu vele nxa kumele isetshenzwe isetshenzwa ngabanikazi bayo sisebenzele sonkeni. So yikho asifundise khona ukuthi nxa sisebenza sisebenzeni sonkeni sibambane and then we'll achieve a lot. Mean I've really benefited a lot from having been close to him. On a personal note, Sasuke's campus, he said, I like again, it's okay. As in the Wednesday, it's okay, it's to social life. He was a man who was full of social life, full of life, and social life like him. Don't say it's okay. All the Oshanis went up on the channel, got to Maji's outside school, man.
I've
learned a lot from him as my boss, president of the team. he was full of advice. Umuntu ongathandi ukuxokozela uyakutshetha hayi jayela phansi thatha izinto step by step uyahamba longezile vision and he was a visionary umuntu othanda ukuthi hlela wena indlela into ofuna ukuyenza and ungaphumi emgwaqweni wayo uhambe ngayo izahamba biza abanye ubalethe eduze nisebenzi nasebenzile
So when he looked at the case, he was a little in the land. So what father was so many lenses man about no before you know.
Hey, in your trailer, civil and has good to us seven seconds. I don't find a lot of our was with you. Don't you have a shiba and a little comment? Ukuthi simvalelise unyaka lo ahambe ngawo njengoba simbeka sokungu 2022 kuhle kuthiwe sisebenzela ubaba uGumede ngoba usihleli legacy enhle Islanders is the best team in the land in terms of organization administration all set by him ama standards and what was set ibhale anokuthi lawo weduba lenhlonxa ufuna ukuyehluleka ukuthi lawo weduba lenhlonxa ufuna ukuyehluleka.
So that is John Fatswanda is the Highlanders chairperson. So he says he learned a lot from Gumede and he's very happy that Gumede was always giving me a lot of advice. So he says one of the things that maybe they have to achieve this year is to win maybe something for Gumede, you know. So we know that the team is not performing well. But he says maybe the boys can pull their socks and try something, you know.
That's true, Gibbs. Tanzwaku vakuna such garo wechukwata che Highlanders wa John Fat Siwanda. Wakuta uraiwa kuta aiwa waka jidza kakawanda kuvakuna vandu miso Gumede. Nguwe wa Gumede pa wakanga wari such garo wa jidzo kakawanda. Uye vaba wa Gumede pa chikaro chukwe such garo Highlanders. Wa John Fat Siwanda wa pinda. Waka namba wachi batira kuchukwata che Highlanders wa Gumede. Anzika na matai famba wa mkutandara. Social life, vanhu vaisangana, vachidyidzana zvakanaka, nyika yarasikirwa Gibbs.
Yeah, so now we can go to the other issue concerning Zimbabweans trying to go to South Africa, but they are actually stranded at the Beitbridge border post because of a crackdown that is being done by the South African government. And we're told that there are thousands of people down there. So the last count, according to the Herald newspaper, they were roughly about 800. So, but other papers are putting it at 1,500. So we cannot say exactly how many people are there. Because we know after the festive season, Zimbabweans flew to South Africa. That's where they work. That's where they do a lot of things to help their families. Maybe it's because of the social, economic, and political problems in Zimbabwe or some other factors. But when I talked to one of the ZANU-PF activists, he said, you know, one of the issues was COVID. He says it was a major cause of this kind of migration. And he says people are trying to make a living, so they are going to South Africa basically for that. So we're joined by one of our guests right now, that is Dr. Simba Mavaza. Welcome to the program, sir.
Welcome, Gibbs. Welcome, Jonga.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dr.
Happy New Year. I forgot you're in the New Year already.
Yeah. So we're facing this kind of migration crisis, so to speak. So what is going on according to ZANU-PF? Because it seems as if the government is not condemning what is happening at the border.
Okay, there are two things we should understand in this manner, Gibbs. South Africa is an independent country. It has its own rules, its own laws. It executes its laws in its own way. So as a country, Zimbabwe cannot stop South Africa from deporting Zimbabweans who are in South Africa illegally. But however, what makes it a problem is the fact and the way they are removing these people. They are not showing any respect. There is no humanity left in the face of South Africans at all. And that is unfair. You would see a group of Zimbabweans being bundled into cars like thieves. They are paraded on TVs, on social media by the South African government. They are dragged, and I spoke to three or four guys who were actually grouped together. they were not allowed to go to the toilet. And the explanation given was that the army says we have no time to go to the toilet, we'll run away. So, you see, the abuse is beyond what we expect. And that part is the part we expect in our relevant ministries to engage each other and talk about it. When we talk about what's happening in South Africa, we are not talking about whether South Africa is doing the right thing or the wrong thing. The right thing is they are looking after their borders. But the wrong thing, they are treating Zimbabweans in a very, very bad way.
But actually, Dr. Mabaza, it seems as if people are condemning the situation that is in Zimbabwe. They're saying there's a crisis. The indications are that these people are leaving because of a serious crisis back home. Let's respond to that.
No. Those who are saying that they are not serious, I don't know how to describe them. But I'll be honest with you. Every country, every national is somewhere. You cannot go into any country and you don't meet foreigners who are not Zimbabweans. There are many Nigerians in South Africa than Zimbabweans. And there are many Nigerians here in England than Zimbabweans. There are many Ghanaians. There are many South Africans are here in England. A lot of them are illegal in England. Some of them are my clients. We've got Tswanas here in England who have no papers, whom we are fighting for to get their papers. We have got every country you think of which we think that the things are fine. What happens, Gibbs, is in the eyes of human beings, the grass is greener in another level. And in another field, it's greener than theirs. So this mentality that the grass is greener elsewhere is what is become human nature now. So because of that, we cannot in any way criticize Zimbabwe. Yes, our situation back home is not the perfect one we need to. Even if it changes today, I can assure you, people will still want to go out, experience mm-hmm. out, because we are now a global village. People are interlinked. People are traveling. It takes an hour to go to South Africa by plane. It takes 7 hours by plane to the UK. It can be quicker. The journeys which are taking years, they are quicker.
Thank you. So, thank you. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, and, it takes about 17 hours to get to South Africa using a bus and doing double up, double up. We come to
exactly.
that.
Exactly. The 17 hours is actually a blessing that you will see the roads, you see the nature, you appreciate what God has made. But okay. Still, the fact has nothing to do with situation in Zimbabwe. It's the world order. Everybody wants to move somewhere.
Okay, let's have Joga quiet.
Ndashida kubunza kuna Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Mavaza, wana ve Zimbabwe, wari kuchema, wakawanda wari kuti dambudziko, riri kukonzerwa nematongerwo enyika. Kwete nyaya yekuti kumiri kwerwisikana kwefenzi kune kwakapfumbira sezvamuri kutaura. Nokuti wakawanda wari kuti vari kutiza utongo weZANU PF muZimbabwe. Not the fact that it's greener on the other side of the fence.
Jonga, vanotaura kuti vari kutiza utongo weZANU PF South Africa vanenge vachikunyeberai. Nekuti chokwadi chinoita ndechekuti kana munhu achinge atiza utongo hwenyika yake, anoita iya inonzi kupotera kusika asylum. Vanhu vari kudzingwa iko zvino izvi. Vanhu vari kubva kuSouth Africa hakuna akasika asylum. Vanhu vakapinda nepasi pefenzi, vakapinda nepasi pemvura, vakapinda zvisina mutsauko. Kupinda muSouth Africa mazano jonga hakudi visa because it's sadic. Unongoda kuratidza passport rako rodhindwa opinda. South African government iri kuargue point kuti isu tiri kuti kana passport rako risina kudhindwa wapinda nepai dzokera upinde zvakanaka. Kana usina passport enda unoapply passport udzoke. Saka nyaya yekupomera matongerwo enyika handiye chokwadi nekuti vanenge vari kutiza matongerwo enyika variko hatirandi ivavo vakanopotera. Vapoteri vese vanoprotektwa neUnited Nations kunyange nyika yavanenge vari havabvumirwi kudzoserwa nyika kwavo kana nyaya yavo isina kupera yavakapotera vachitaura. Saka in other words, hachisi chokwadi kwakuva kuchema nekungotedza vari kuchema, pari chokwadi ndechekuti vari kudzoserwa kumusha ava havanene matongerwo enyika. wanyarutaga ugaru wakanaka, wanyarutaga upfumi unenge uri nani kune dzimwe nzvimbo. Ndekuti mufungwa dzavanofunga kuti pavari pari kutesa. Asipandera apo pakanaka.
Asi Dr. Mavhadza, imwe nyaya zvakareka, inyaya yekunzi muZimbabwe macho kandai vasiri kutiza zvematongerwo enyika hamuna mabasa. ZANU-PF iri kunzi yauraya maindustry, yauraya makambani, yatadza kumutsa mabasa.
Zvamataura izvi zvinonzwisisika nekuti zvakamboitika. Asi kubva 2017 kusvika iko zvino izvi, kune zvizhinji zvashanduka muZimbabwe. Utongi hwechipiri hwatingatiwo second dispensation. Tikachata pa new dispensation kana pa utongi utsva hwako, utongi hwababa Mnangagwa neZANU-PF itsva, ZANU-PF yakageza kubva kuhori wekare yasvika panguva inoyi. Zvinhu zvashanduka baba. Zvaakuitika ndezvekuti vanhu vari kunzi shandisai minda yamakapiwa, shandisai dzidzo yamakapiwa. Mabasa ari kuwanika zvishoma nezvishoma. Hazvingangouta kamwe chete kubvira sekunge moto wabatidzwa papeturu. Aiwa, zvinotora chinguva. Patane makore matatu tabva muold dispensation to the new dispensation. Zvichinhu zviri kushanduka, migwagwa iri kugadzirwa, vanhu vari kuimployiwa mabasa iri kugadzira migwagwa, vanhu vari kuimployiwa mabasa zvakasiyana siyana. Masalaries evanhu akati dzikirei, asi hurumende iri kuedza nepainogona kukwidziridza kuti vanhu vapfuure mutsara wekutambura iye yatingati poverty line. Saka vazhinji vari kurarama nemararamiro akatinakei, achisi chokwadi kuti mabasa hakuna zvachose. Ehe, mabasa ari kuretsa nyika dzese. Kunyika yatinofunga kuti yakabudirira kuno kuchirungu kuEngland, tine unemployment rate yatokwira zvisingaiti. Vazhinji vari kuchema, vanhu vakutorarama nekunopiwa chikafu kunonzi kumafood banks. Imomo America ndangandikuverenga nezuro, the unemployment rate has gone up kubva Biden wapinda mupower as compared to kune zvayanga yakaita panga pana vaTrump. Saka haisi mhosva yemutungamiriri wenyika kana webato, ndo zvaakuitika munyika dzese. Mabasa anoita achinetsa, asi hurumende yakamirira kugadzirisa izvozvo nekubatsira vana veZimbabwe kuti tive negutsa ruzhinji munyika yedu.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Mr. Sipongulube. He was shaking his head when Dr. Mavhadza was talking. Baba Ngulube, so I'm going to tell you what.
I didn't have a two way in the Lova Uchong. I kiss him with some Yavo Muchavan.
Thank
you, sir.
Ubabalo, Lova Mingas, Miss Lamon Pen, Lawenzika, Lamidi Chise, which you tell the Mapus leadership crisis civil. Umkoke no shares the Indian. Kumbuza lo Moses Santini, meaning it, yes, Lum, from which you comfort zone. Xa ekhuluma kanje ngohulumente ableme amanye amazwe, akhuluma ukuthi akula msebenzi amazwe njengamazwe wonke akula msebenzi engakhayeli isituation yeZimbabwe. Zimbabwe kumele siyikhayele njengabantu beZimbabwe. Akhulume ngokuthi i-migration ikhona. I-migration vele ikhona amazwe wonke, but the volume tells. We've got thousands and thousands of people abantu khathesi abastuck eZimbabwe abafuna ukungena phakathi kwamanzi. Abanye bathwele abantwana emuva omama bangena kule ngwenya abantu badliwa zingwenya. But is ZANU PF leadership knows the practical nonsense wakala ku ground ngoba khuluma bese mawetelene kuphela. Hayi kubuhlungu lokho okukhulunywa ngubaba lo, bese ngazimisa bengamisela ngumphendla yena ngokwakhe. Bengisithi ngizakhuluma ngesimo vele sikisho sona esikhuluma ngaso. Sithwele nzima singabantu beZimbabwe ngesituation eku ground sonke. Izani ngabe ngasixosha ngekhaya, but indirectly yasixosha nxa kuhala umsebenzi. Abantu bonke bagijimela ukuze edinga umsebenzi eSouth Africa. Akula muntu othanda ukukhosa phakathi kwamanzi, umfula ugcwele manzi. Akula muntu othanda ukungena phakathi, umfula lwana ule ngwenya. Umfula lwana si more than a kilometer, umahamba bahamba phakathi nabantwana abancane. I-reality eku-ground, le nto ekhulunywa ngobaba lo is totally different. It's totally different. Kuyamangalisa ukuthi ama-leaders kuyafana laye nalo bekhuluma kuthiwa kuse-Santoni. Abantu bakhuluma beku-comfort zone besezitulweni ezintofotofo. Abahambe ku-ground bayebona abantu basafa, ukhuluma ngamasimu. Amasimu zawenzani ungalanto zokuthenga. Esimu need resources. Sonke silamasimu siyalima. But we need resources to maintain amasimu.
Yeah, akusho baba. Sorry. Kule feedback kancane lapha. So wena nxa usubona ngokwakho, akumtshela ukuthi umuntu nxa ecrossa iborder esebenzisa umfula kuhamba njani. Akumtshela, akumchathele khonapho ngamafutshane.
kulendlela eningi dube nqa kungalamanzi siya crossa sikhamba ama kilometers maybe 10 kilometers usiyale usabuzama ukuthi ungene kungalamanzi but kathi sikulamanzi kulamanzi awumama bangena uyangena emfuleni ume ku neck level uthwele umntwana mama bethwele umntwana uhambe phakathi komfula 500 800 1 kilometer phakathi kwamanzi umfulo lengwenye ingwenye uzibona zihamba abanye bachapha bayechapha ebrishini baphoswe ngerubu irubu uyahamba more than I think it's 50 meters down. Don't say rupi rupi la manoti. So la manoti nga wonga wazu. Hamba manoti laana. Mama baya, wabanye baya, puga wabanye baya. Fabanye ba drop abantwana. Bese ni tanjeni yona ya. That's the reality of crowd. Asikuwa azdoka kucholu babu kuti. Ati ya sole South African government. South African government ayipendulu mtu ole passport. La izi mbapu jana umutu wangala passport ya mbopi. South African government nga ukose ule passport. Likale abakuphendula uyahamba bakunika amalanga nga ungala permit bakunika amalanga those visitors nothing so ukuthi a blame all the blame on South African government hayi kuhlunga kakhulu it's very bad abahambe ku ground bayebona abantu bakhosa nje siyakhosiswa ye kodwa bakutsho ukukhulumela ukukhulumela South Africa amasotha ngithi sidla imali vele nxa sikhosa lapha ngoba nxa ukhosa bayakwazi amasotha ama police wonke ama department bayakwazi sidlila kiwo basikhose but emanzini uzazikhose Patu kujula yu wa espona sipa patali ma. La kwa South Africa sipa patali ma. It seems as if we have got a leadership crisis. These people, these leaders have to be on the ground and see what's happening. People are striking. We have got people crossing that crocodile infested river with kids on their back. That river full of water up to your neck, nothing. Crossing with ladies on with kids on the backs, crocodiles. Sometimes you cross over the bridge, you go down on the other side of the bridge with a rope. To go down, nothing, a distance of 50 or 60 meters to go down. Some of the ladies, they fall down, some they drop the kids. The kids die. People die. People break their legs in that nothing. I don't know. Now he's blaming the South African government. South African government is not returning the Zimbabwean people with passports. If you have got your passports stamped, South African government doesn't return you back. They allow you into the country. It's either you have got a permit or they give you a visitor's visa on the border gate. They don't have a problem. So to blame South African government to turn back the illegal immigrants, that's another story.
Mr. Ngulube, the issue of passports, those who have passports, I think there is a limit there on number of days you get when you visit South Africa. And many of these people who are crossing illegally, they want to go and work and earn a living. How can they circumvent that? Because if they use the legal route of passports, maybe they will get 90 days or so, but they want to be there for a time.
Yes, we always do that. That's the reality. That's what we always do. You cross with your passport, you get those days, you send your passport back, but you stay in the country as long as you've crossed illegal. But if you see someone crossing on the river, that means that person doesn't have a passport. And a passport, to get a passport in Zimbabwe, as it is now, I've applied for my young boy who is 10. They said I must come on the 15th of December. On the 15th of December, they gave me another date. And then I have to pay $318. $318. It's almost 6,000 to apply for a Zimbabwean passport. So if I'm applying for three kids, it's 20,000. Why I'm getting paid 5,000? Why will you get 20,000? Nothing. Zimbabwean passport is the most expensive, and it's not just expensive. It's hard to get, hard to apply, hard to finish that process of applying for a Zimbabwean passport. He knows it.
Yeah, it gives me, I can bring in Dr. Mavaza to respond to Mr. Ngulube.
Yes, quite, Dr. Mavaza.
Thank you so much. I think Mr. Ngulube is a bit confused. He agrees with me that South African government is doing what it's supposed to do. That's what I said. It means he was not listening, or if he was listening, he did not understand. Because I said South African government has a right to protect its borders. It has a right to return people who are in their country illegally. That's what I said. Then I went on to say, the problem we have is how those people are being treated when they are arrested and when they are being returned. And I gave an example of people being set down under a big shed and not allowed to stand up to go to the toilet. If you stand up, the police, that side will hit you. The worst thing, when they cross over to Zimbabwe, they're beaten again by the Zimbabwean soldiers. That's what I'm saying. That is wrong. So I don't understand where his problem is. But now, let me explain to him where his confusion is, and explain to those listening that we all understand this point. Number one, when a person crosses into South Africa through the illegal crossing point, that person becomes an illegal immigrant. All what he has to do is to go back home, apply for a passport or a travel document, and cross over to South Africa. Whatever you do to stay there, it's something else. But to get in there, South African government says, can you get in South Africa legally with your passport? You must have authority to come in there. It is a crime even in Zimbabwe to cross, to leave the country without a passport. And this is that we agreed. Now, he talks about the difficulties in having passports. We now have the new e-passports coming into effect, and which is becoming very easier and simpler, where you apply online and you get an e-passport. And if you are back home, you can, if you can't go online, you can go straight there. The passports which people have now, they are still valid until they expire, meaning until the expiry date. So they have not expired yet. So if a person has been trying to go in South Africa and they are getting about 1,500 a day from other sources who are being deported daily, it means we've got so many Zimbabweans who have not, who do not have passports, not because they are problems in applying for passports. These are people who have been in South Africa all along. They had only crossed over for holidays, and they are coming back to their work and they have everything they have in South Africa. These are the people who neglected getting their passports while they were in South Africa. We cannot simply blame the Zimbabwean government for the faults of our own people. We need to make sure we've got our passports. We need to make sure that, because as I have said,
Dr. Mavaza, what Mr. Ngulube said is the pain of applying and waiting and getting a passport in Zimbabwe. That needs to be addressed. So,
yes. So according to Sipho Ngulube, it's like somebody selling weed, you know. Just turn them on to what exactly he's saying. You know, like, you know, it's difficult to get a Zimbabwean passport in the first place. Mm-hmm. Because you have to go through certain channels. Now, he was there. He tried to go there after they told him to come. And then now they shifted the dates for no apparent reason. He's an angry man, Dr. Mavaz.
The pain of getting a passport is far less than the pain of dying in a river trying to jump over the border. People should try to do the right thing. Yes, as I have said, we know we have got problems with our passports, not this year, not last year, not 4 years ago. It has been a problem for a long time. But there is a lot of things being done now. And as we have said, the government has introduced the e-passports, and we are looking into that. And the e-passports are the passports which will be very easy to produce and very cheap. And very easy to be given to people at a cheaper reasonable price. Yes, our passports are unreasonably expensive. I don't defend that. We have said it is wrong for the government to charge our Zimbabwean people US dollars for a passport. If you are Zimbabwean, you must pay Zimbabwean dollars. The government must have confidence in its own currency, and it must not rely on the foreign currency for its own passport, because a passport is a right. Anybody has a right to get a passport, unless there are reasons why you cannot get one. So, yes, as far as the problems of getting passports are concerned, I do appreciate it, I agree. But we cannot blame ZANU-PF for that. We are simply saying these are problems we inherited, and we are sorting them out. As a government, these things are being sorted, and very soon people will be getting their passports within a day. And again, those who are paying £300 are the ones who want their passports within a day's service. And if you pay that amount, which is $300, you get your passport within 2 days. It's a day, but they count the first day. It does not count. It counts the second day you go to pick it up. And that's what we do. So our passports are printed in Zimbabwe. And therefore, that has been my argument all along. And that's what we've presented again through other channels to the government to reconsider, not to charge Zimbabweans in Zimbabwe in foreign currency. We in diaspora, yes, we have no problems. We should pay our passports in foreign currency because we are getting foreign currency where we are. But those at home, they must not pay in foreign currency, and that is wrong. And the government must look into that. Mm-hmm. And we cannot say that is right.
Thank you very much. And I think Mr. Sibongurube is about to scream now because he was waiting for his chance to express his opinion on this issue. Jonga.
Yes, Gibbs, I'm just, while we wait for Mr. Ngulube, I'm just reading News 24 here. It says at least 11 Zimbabweans who attempted to cross the crocodile-infested Limpopo River into South Africa are feared dead after a boat carrying 8 of them reportedly capsized, while the other 3 were swept away in different incidents on Sunday. That's the danger Zimbabweans are facing, Gibbs.
It's a crisis, Ngulube.
It's a crisis, too, and it happens every day. This is definitely in the newspaper. We've got a lot of people dying who are not in the news. And this man is saying, I'm confused. I'm not confused. The Zimbabwean passport is a challenge to get a Zimbabwean passport. One, he says he's insulting our intelligence when he's saying Zimbabweans are not prepared, people living in South Africa are not prepared to apply for passport. We're applying passport here in the embassy. We're paying 300 rands just to get a form. I've got forms, but I can't submit my forms in Iraq. We're all having queues here in the embassy, applying, lining for those 300 forms. But he's saying Zimbabweans are ignoring that now. That's an insult to the Zimbabweans. And to say I'm confused because he's insulting the South African government. I didn't say he's wrong when he says people are deported. But he said South African government is wrong when he's banging people in the cars. But the South African soldiers and South African government, they are treating us much better than the Zimbabwean soldiers. Because they deport us nicely. They take us on the other buses to the port. But on the other side, that's where we got the ill treatment. He must know what's happening on the ground. And this thing of saying the passport, you can apply. It's a process to apply. Now I've got an appointment for the 15th of December. Now they turned me back. They said you must wait, we'll phone you. They haven't phoned me. But I was at home. They said on the 15th of December, I had that appointment with my money on the hand, that 318 on the hand. But my man was not accepted. He knows there's corruption, there's all the things going in the passport office. But he doesn't want to accept because he's living in a comfort area. I don't know what can I say.
Yeah, I would understand.
Yita abantu esithatha amapassport sihambe embassy lapho esigethi siyalayina bebevali yonke isikhathi sonke sizothatha abantu 100 but sibavulile bayasithatha we paying ama 300 but after paying those 300 rands it's a strike route where you submit futhi passport ekhaya mina nginje bele appointment ka 15 December yomntwana umntwana ipermit yaze expire 15 November khathesi manje kala passport. It's not even easy to apply a permit. Sometimes I apply a permit saying the charge very good to say overstay. So that's another thing. And there is 6,000 there where you tata wangaku, 7,000, 5,000, 7,000. And you tata that fraction of money in your tata passport.
Tonga?
Yes, ndiriku nzwa kutaura urwa na vangulube Gibbs. Ndofunga dambudziko guru raitika inyaya yekuti muZimbabwe amuna mabasa. Dai muine mabasa, vanhu vaikwanisanga vachigara vachiwana mabasa nekuraramisa mhuri. Ndani tiverenga pane mumwe anga achinyora pasocial media achitaura kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kuenda kunze, zvikuru vari kuenda kuSouth Africa varosangana nedambudziko. Garai muZimbabwe murime. Vanhu vanokwanisa kunge vachirima hongu, asi vanoda zvikwanisiro. People can venture into agriculture, but they need inputs. They need to start up that project. So I don't know how best that can be addressed. Mr. Ngulube, how best can this be addressed? There are no jobs. What can be done?
There's no other way, Mr. Joga. The only way is to fix the economy. If you fix the economy, you get work at home. We are all prepared to work at home. And then this thing of agriculture and plowing and farms, that thing is just going to happen on its own if the economy is okay. We don't need to force people to go to a certain industry because the economy is not functioning. How am I going to start farming without even... I can't even plow 1 acre with nothing. I don't even have seeds to plant. How can I start farming? Farming needs resources. Farming needs input. You don't just go to farming. You have to work, raise some money, and then you can invest in whichever industry you want to nothing. Because people are different. People are interested in different industries. So we don't force people to farm. We are not all farmers. We have got people who are real farmers who feel like farming. We can't all join farming. We can't all be forced to farm. They just have to fix. We have spent about 20 years in South Africa. Now we are old. We are going to retirement age. We don't have anything. But we know we have our own cake. We have our own family things. But how are we going to retire now? We can't even retire.
Abathi phela hambani lelima kungcono kulaloko lokwenza
sizalima nqa beforce abantu ukuthi bayelima sizalima ngani ukulima kufuna inkomo kufuna ifertilizer kufuna inhlanyelo kufuna ukulele izinto ube lemali uqala ukulima vele ukulima abantu abaforce ukuya kulima abantu abalungisa iconomy yelizwe bangalungisa iconomy yelizwe abantu bazazihlalela elizweni bachethe lapha abafuna ukulima bazalima abafuna ukurun izitolo bazarun izitolo ibusiness izaphila abantu bonke bathengelane impilo iphilwe lokho kuthiwa abantu bayaforswa kuthiwa hambani lelima hambani lelima lokho ungathi sesifika kulima i-one acre ungalaa nkomo yokulima i-one acre kube sokuthiwa hambe lihle ifamu inje ifuna ukugonjolezelwa ayifuna i-fencing yimali uzayithatha ngabi imali
ye siyamuza ubaba ungurube sibi lapho uyakhuluma go ahead Dr. Mavaza jonga
yes Dr. Mavaza nyaya imwe iri kutambudza vana vezimbabwe inyaya yekuti vanofunga kuti hurumende haisi kuvapa nzeve mune zvinhu zvakawanda imi muri munhu anenge achikwanisa kunge achitaudzana nevanhu vari mumasimba vari muhurumende zvii zvingaitwa kuti vanhu vanzwise nekuti vanoona kunga mapazi ese ehurumende tingati zvakaita sebazi rezvemukati menyika rehome affairs ndo rinodhila kana kubata nyaya dzemapasipoti vanhu vari kuti taneta nekunge tichivapa zvichemo zvedu takamboona at one time the minister went ku mukwati kunotorwa zvitupa I'm forgetting the name of the building vachiendako vachiedza kunoassess the situation and he was even made to pay $50 if I'm not mistaken for him to get a place kuti vawane nzvimbo yekuti vange vachitora chitupa kana kuwana passport zvinhu zvavanenge vachiona vari muhurumende asi vari kunzi havasi kutora matanho munoti
ichokwadi kuti zvinhu zvakada zvinoitika asi tikanyatsoongorora matanho ari kutorwa ndokusaka iko zvine Zimbabwe yakauya neinonzi e-passport nematanho ekuapplya passport ati ari kutishanduke kubva gore rinoeri vazhinji
vanogonaapplyaipassport iyoyo iri kudhurira vanhu zvakare because kana vachibhadhara ma $300 something hapana chanzi chagadziriswa apa vangoshanduka havo kubva kune zvavanga vachiita vachienda pamwe asi zvichiramba zvakangokwirira vana vezimbabwe
kudhura riri kudhura nekuti richiri kutanga asi zvichadzika tichienderera mberi chada tichiona apa ngatimbosiyanai nekudhura ngatitarisei nechikonzero ndechekuti taakugona kuapplya mapasipots aya online hatichapinda mumitsara yekunoungana kumapasipot office unoapplya wakagara kumba kwako kana palibrary iri pedyo newe kana kuenda paindaneti cafe wobhadhara dhora rako kuti upiwe 1 hour yako yekuti unyore ufile fomu rinodiwa ndibva raenda obhadhara ipapo saka in other words zviri kubvisa mitsara yanga yanyanya kupfumbira kumapassport office zvoreva izvo kuti kana zvichinge zvabudirira zvikaenderera mberi tinenge tisaite tsika yekuungana tichichemera mapassport kepiri ndaida kuti tinzwisise chinangwa chekuti kana handina kupindura vangulube handinga vasei ndisina kuvapindura vangulube vakarasika pavatiwo vakaenda kuembasy kusouth africa vanobva vabhadhariswa mari vopiwa fomu chete vanoudzwa kunzi kana mafila fomu dzokai naro pano kana muchida asi kana muchida kuenda naro mega kumba endai naro kumba but pano togona kuendeserai kumusha mozo yapano mujana na passports. And so the embassy does those for the people. Saka vanhu vanofunga kuti vakatora vega vanenge vanyeberwa nyama dziri kumba matsotsi ari kumusha kuti ndipe kurondo kuitira ine one day vobhadhara mazimari kana vabirwa mari nehama dzavo vakutendeuka vakushora hurumende ivo vabirwa vega. Pane mitsara, pane ugwaro hurumende huripo. Kana waenda kuembassy, embassy inofira fomura, inoisa chidhibo chefomu rako obvunzwa kunzi unoda kuti tikuitire here. Obhadhara mari yawabhadhara osiya fomu ipapo. Kana uchinge wapedza kufila vanokutora mafotos avo nemafingerprints ipapo. Changosara kuisa pasipoti. Kusara pasipoti rinoenda kupasipoti office riri mubatch yemaforeign applied passports. Saka asi vazhinji vanenge vanyeberana nehama dzedu nevanenge navedu nevakoma kuti ini ndine vandinoziva ndine mufesi ndipei kunondo kuitirai mangwana vodyiwa mazimari. Hama dzedu dziri kutibira mari kumusha uku isu hatisi kuzviona. Asi kana tabirwa mari taakungopomera ari pedyo nezvo ndiani? Ihurumende. Okay, kupindira mbudzo yechipiri vajonga, kutaurirana nehurumende kana kuchema zvichemo zvedu zvinonzwika, hurumende inoteerera. Kune mapazi atinoenda kunotaura zvichemo zvedu. Kana tikava neproblem kune tori nemanhamba anenge akanyorwa ekufona baba pastor office. Kana tichingovabirwa uchinge usina kugutsikana, uchinge usingafari, urina kumhangara, fona nhamba idzi. Kana uchingofunga kuti wabirwa zvechitsotsi, enda kumapurisa. Mapurisa are willing to arrest and do that. And kune nhamba dziriko dzeanti-corruption unit, dzespecial anti-corruption unit again inonzi SACU neanti-corruption commission. Vese vakaka havasi mapurisa, vanhu asi vane simba rekusunga vanhu vanenge vaita uori. Nhamba dzavo dziri pamagedhi ese kana pamasasa ese emaofisis ehurumende kuti ubatsirike kuti vanhu vabatwe vanoda kukumbira choko muhome iye yatingati bribery kana vane uori yatingati corruption. Saka hongu hurumende inoteerera, asi vanhu vedu tichadida kungotsinhira nechekuti tisaite gundamusaira nekungofunga kuti munhu zvaari kuzimbabwe anoziva. Vanhu vari kumusha vanzwa nekutinyebera nekutibira mazimari. Vanokunyebera ikoko kwamuri kusakasvikao kuti makati ndino munhu andinoziva, ndine munhu ari kuzanupf. Zanupf haine nemapassports, haina kana simba over passports. Mapassport anoitwa nehurumende, anoitwa neministry of home affairs. Munoenda kupassport office, hakuna munhu anomira kunze kwegedhi achida kukumbira zvite fast. Kana maona anenge adaro mangara ekumapurisa, ndozvatokedza kuita kuti tibvise izvozvo. Asi uori hunodiridzirwa nevanhu vanoramba vachihushandisa. Kana munhu akayaka uri neuori iwe wakamubhadhara, anodzoka mangwana bekuti zviri kubhadhara. Saka ngatiedzei kusabhadhara vanhu mari, titedzere matanho atinenge tapiwa. Mabasotida abude zvakanaka.
Thank you very much, and our time is almost up, so we'll ask Mr. Sipongurube for his last word. Go ahead, Mr. Ngurube.
Hayi yabonga Duke, but ubaba lo u-disconnected ne-reality. Emfuna ukukorrect e-consul, sithatha i-consul ye-isgate lapha lapha esithatha khona amafomu. Akula option yokuthi amafomu ayathathwa i-government ayisenafini. Bayakutshela, bayakudindela, bakuthatha i-fingerprint, ubhadale i-R300, i-passport, amafomu uyazihambela. Angazi ukuthi utsho yiphi, kumbe kubone UK angikwazi. But thina sikhuluma reality eku-ground, kusikhonsul, mina ngihlala khona apha duze kwe-isgate. Last year nje ngi-apply amafomu angu-4, amapassport angu-4, angu-3 awethu lomama lomntwana. Khathe singi-apply ekucina ngo-December nale ngiyibalayo ekaphumi umntwana. Ngaye ngiqala ukuyi-apply ngo-August, ngize ngathola iform ngo-December. Ngo-December manike i-appointment ka-15 December ekhaya kayikanasini. Lokhu kuthiwa kula mapassport ahambayo esuka ku-embassy akukho consul la e-isgate. Wonke umuntu ose-South Africa uyasibuya khona pha consul, akakho umuntu wayathathelwa amafomu awahathunyezelwe ekhaya. Yikho emfuna ukukorrect. Ubaba lo ungakhonekthane labantu before akhommente izinto nasing. Thina siku-ground sikhuluma ngento ezenzakalayo, kasicabangeli, kasifanisi, sikhuluma into ezenzakalayo. Akakonsult i-consul manje akhonfirme nalini into engimtshelayo.
Yes, and on that note, I think we end our show today. We wish to thank our guests this evening. Dr. Sibama Baza of ZANU-PF, he is based in the United Kingdom, and Mr. Sipongurube, a Zimbabwean living and working in South Africa. And we also thank our reporter, Ezra Chisaspanda, who was in Nyati, Komina Lens, yesterday, covering the burial of Ndumiso Kumete. And signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe, and have a very, very lovely night.
Neni jonga kande mire ndipo sangana zvakare muzvirongwa zvinoteera kushuvira igore zvakanaka rine makomborero kumwarara zvakanaka vateereri.